And we turn now to Afghanistan. Ron mentioned the 20,000 American troops stationed there. They include reinforcements that were sent earlier this year after attacks by leftover Taliban supporters. There was intense fighting over this last weekend between these U.S. forces and the Taliban. About 80 Taliban were killed, according to the U.S. Reporter Roxana Sabiri traveled to Afghanistan recently and was on patrol with one American unit based in the southern city of Kandahar.
Before they set out on their patrol, First Sergeant Frank Simon reminds his soldiers that today could be like any other day in Afghanistan. It could be uneventful, or it could be deadly.
It's not a sightseeing tour. Make sure that we stay vigilant. Let's take everyone out. Let's get back. Let's stay alive.
All right, Tucker, count us off.
One, two, three. Raiders!
With a cheer, the soldiers jump into their four Humvees and roll out of their base at Kandahar Airfield. Southern Afghanistan used to be the stronghold of the radical Islamist militants of the Taliban. More than 2.5 years after their fall, remnants of the hardline militia and other insurgents have been intensifying their attacks. Violence across Afghanistan has killed more than 400 people this year, including aid workers as well as Afghan and foreign soldiers. Since Operation Enduring Freedom began in October 2001, more than 50 American soldiers have died in combat and more than 300 have been wounded. This spring, the Pentagon raised U.S. troop strength in Afghanistan, although the military says the number will gradually decrease toward the end of the summer. The military also appears to be adjusting its tactics to adapt to the unconventional warfare it faces in this region's desert and mountains. For example, it recently introduced the OH-58D Kiowa Warrior, a reconnaissance and attack helicopter, a first for the U.S. in Afghanistan.
The slower you go, the better that you can see things.
Captain Jeremy Phillips says the low-flying helicopter will help pilots like him spot members of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Still, he says, the job requires perseverance.
Just knowing your enemy and knowing the things that you can expect them to do is probably one of the best things you can arm yourself with. But out here, there are no uniforms that the Al-Qaeda have. There are no Taliban uniforms. Everybody looks the same, and it is very hard to distinguish. That's why the job is slow going. Sometimes you may get lucky and you'll have an obvious sighting, but the bottom line is you got to be patient.
Back on the ground, Sergeant Simon's patrol has moved off the main road just outside of Kandahar. As their Humvees bounce across gravel and sand, the troops squint at the mountains in the distance. The wind blows sand into their sun-baked faces, half protected by large tinted goggles. Private Randall Roberts says it's not easy to recognize an enemy from the ground either.
We really don't know if they're behind the mountains. That's the whole purpose of the patrols. And just every time you just keep boosting it up. You go a little bit further, a little bit further, until you have all the areas secure.
After about 1 hour, the patrol enters the village of Vahdat. It is not on the Americans' map. Afghan boys and men rush out to greet them. The village leader, Curtis Hahn, requests to speak to the Americans through their translator.
He said that for about 2.5 months, we haven't got our food. Here are the people, they didn't have jobs, nothing they have. Only the first problem which we have is about food. We don't have enough or sufficient food. The school and those things, the water, you can leave it far away. The first problem which we have is about food.
Sergeant Simon replies that he will report the village's concerns to his superiors.
We will definitely bring that up to the to our boss. I'll let him know that his village need more food. The problem of his jobs and the displacement of this of the people here. I'm not a politician. The only thing I can do is address that issue with them. And it's up to like the governors and the politicians.
As the Americans prepare to go back to their base, one young Afghan voices a concern shared by his friends.
He said that we appreciate them, we like them, they came here for, and they brought peace for us. We appreciate and we are welcome them. Now it's okay, but we don't know about the future.
For Day to Day, I'm Roxana Sabiri.